Leo, CJ, has... What's he doing over there at that winery? I can't quite follow.
Oh, he needs to get on TikTok and get himself diagnosed with ADHD and get on the Vyvanse because he makes a new career every day. He's like, let's sell it in barrels. Let's do events. Yeah. Let's do this. Let's do that. Let's do that. I'm going to bring my child out. The child's going to come to work. Brittany's going to work with them now. Like,
is she?
Yeah, yeah. She's going to – she's some sort of genius.
She did think of the whole Ponzi scheme. It's a Ponzi scheme. Leo's got this harebrained scheme where he's going to sell empty barrels of booze to people.
Yeah, for like $10,000, right?
To invest. You just have to invest on the ground level.
You know what that is? That is a case, and particularly involving Brittany, of pretty privilege.
Oh, yes. Yes. Elaborate, please, CJ.
So pretty privilege is something where somebody who's pretty or the word that you always say, which is...
Symmetrical?
Well, that and the other one.
Conventionally attractive?
That's it.
Because beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
Yep. They get things in life that other people don't get without working for it, I guess.
There's a 30 Rock episode where it's John Hamm is that guy.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not about gender.
No.
Not at all. Which is Leo and Brittany both have pretty privilege. But they, you know, so they, pretty people get to the restaurant and say table for two and they say just this way.
Yeah. That, whereas the rest of us, normies, who are beautiful to certain people, but not to all.
Yeah.
Not to the status quo, we might get the answer of, no, you had to have booked in advance.
Yeah, and we're sitting outside in a line like a schmuck.
In a courtyard with bugs.
Yeah.
In our meals.
Which was one of the reasons why we enjoyed that vaxxed economy.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Suddenly we had privilege.
God, it was great.
Yeah, and all those pretty people that wouldn't get vaccinated, they were sitting on the tram lines.
It really is all the pretty people.
Yeah.
Except for, and you know, there's always an exception to the rule.
Of course there
is. If you're following along.
So the thing is so Brittany says, let's sell barrels. And Leo's like, for $10,000. And it doesn't occur to either of them that people might want to pay $5,000 for them or whatever. They're just like, yeah, people will buy that for $10,000.
It's like they're coming up with an assignment in economics class at school.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know who teaches at the school at the moment. Mr. Muggleton has set this task.
Yeah. Oh, maybe they're both doing year 13.
Yes. They're like, oh, hey, we're a few years past it, but look, you'll take us.
Yeah, I'd really like to learn events.
And Jane's like, I've got some openings.
Yeah. No one failed last year, so I don't know what to do.
Because people were homeschooling and just really zipping through all their assessments effectively.
Yeah, there was people like Therese teaching people, not Susan. No offense, Susan. I really love Susan and I hate paying her out. And I think it's only because the actress is just so beautiful.
She's got pretty privilege. Yes. Oh, but she's oozes.
Yeah.
But she's beauty.
Different kind, like her like charm, charisma,
it's her
all
warmth,
of it.
Her soul.
Yeah. So in this conversation about the barrels, we got the best scene of the week, did we not? Carl and Susan arguing.
Yes. As Alex, one of our favourite, we can say one of our favourite members of the council.
Favourite poster.
Favourite Facebook poster.
Yeah.
We love you all, our children. But Alex is hilarious. Consistently, like he could be a comedy writer. I've got to talk to him about this.
He might be.
He might. I don't know.
Like
about
who
him.
Knows?
He's just, every single post is laugh a minute.
Yeah.
Like everyone else has great posts, but not 100% hit rate.
Yeah, you know? Like you would think he has 4 or 5 days to think it up, but he does it straight after the episode, you know.
Anyway, he said, you know, when you spice up your marriage, what do? You have a row in someone else's kitchen.
Yeah.
And they had a fight in Therese's kitchen while they were putting away the shopping they went and got for her.
Which is beautiful. Mm. Which is another act of care.
Yeah, not just getting the groceries, putting them away. Because the amount of times like we've gone 2 or 3 days with grocery bags of non-perishables as an island of like women's handbags at a nightclub in the middle of our kitchen, just waiting for someone in the Mexican standoff to cave and put them away.
Yeah, I can't because of the dog.
Oh, yeah.
Dogs go through that stuff, you know.
The cats would love to. But
yeah, it depends what it is.
They can't. And the baby is baby gated away from that world. Yeah.
I just tripped over the baby gate, guys.
Yes. Yeah, so it can work on 19 month olds And
I don't know how many months.
Women of a certain age.
Yeah, I did figure out that my child is 72 months old.
Oh, and he's about to start big boy school.
He is, yeah, yeah. So we'll see. I'm hoping that he doesn't have to go to year 13.
he might have to go to year zero.
Yeah, knock it over in. We have 13 years of school here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jane kind of made this up.
Well, because it's called year 12, the final.
Yeah, but it's you have prep for it, so you have a zero.
Preparatory, yeah. Mm.
Oh, well, most people call it foundation now. But
it's had a rebrand.
Yeah, but not at the school my son's going to, because they're like, no, we won't do that.
No, change. We are a centuries-old institution.
Yeah.
Okay, Carl and Susan had that argument over Susan wanting to invest in a barrel.
Yeah. Now, she brings up that Carl has done investment schemes like buying 1,000 hash browns.
And a tram.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. No, no, no. His sister bought that for him.
Okay, true.
But, you know, she could have bought them shares, some crypto, something else, you know. Anyway, so they have an argument. And Carl suggests at the end of their argument about alcohol that they should sit down over a glass of wine and maybe some house white from Jimmy Brings.
And Ned is like, ixnay.
He's like, no, no,
no. On the iron way. And then Carl won't be quiet. And then Therese appears.
And Therese is like, she's kind of like, you can say alcohol.
Yeah.
That's one of the, I am sure, I've never been an alcoholic, but I'm sure.
There's still time.
Yeah, my best drinking years are well ahead of me. But I assume that that's one of the really difficult parts about quitting alcohol, because it's everywhere, particularly in Australia. I know that the UK is somewhat similar, but there's places in the world where there isn't alcohol everywhere and Australia is not it. So I imagine that that's really hard, because like when you quit illegal drugs, for instance, they're not like everywhere.
Yeah, they're not down the pub.
No. And they're not like okay in small doses. Mm. It's kind of like quitting food. Like
that's a whole other kettle of fish, right? That's a whole other kettle of fish.
Yeah.
Listen to, podcast recommendation, maintenance phase.
Oh, yeah, Fat Camps this week.
Yes, I just listened to, they just did a takedown of this influencer.
Oh, did they?
Rachel Hollis. Like it was like two-parter. It was amazing. Anyway.
Yeah, they bring her up now. They're like, she's like a thread in their lives. Yeah.
Maintenance phase. It's like debunking myths about the weight loss industry, fat phobia, anti-fat bias, all that.
Yeah.
My microphone. I need a new microphone. That's what Patreon is for. It's to fund. I'm 100% buying new microphones this week. It's happening.
From?
Patreon funds. Yep. So the scheme is barrel o' no booze seems to have legs.
So is it because Brittany says, so it's like buying shares?
I guess if she says so.
Yeah. So they're buying the barrels and then they're going to put their shitty grapes in it.
Actually, I think they're going for gin or whiskey or something.
Which is a bad idea.
How many different types of...
How do you even make those things?
I don't think Leo knows. I think he's just flying by the seat of his pants.
Nah, he doesn't know. But it doesn't matter because someone's going to figure it out for him.
Yeah, truth.
Yeah, Brittany, maybe.
Probably Glenn, actually. He's very savvy.
And they've also suggested that the baby can just come to work. And that gave me, like, for clips. Like, I was, like, I just wanted to be like, why are you doing this to each other?
Because, okay, look, in their defense, at 4 months old, it's right about the time I thought I could bring a baby to work. It's right about the time I went back to work.
In a pandemic, you were at home.
Yeah, but yes, truth.
Yeah. You had no choice. Yeah, it was true. At home.
It was at home. But I did think I could work in and around having a four-month-old. And then he started rolling, which meant all of his sleep situations changed.
Yep.
So that was a whole thing. So anyway, they're all dreaming.
That being said, 4 months is easier. The older they get, the harder it is to work around them.
Yeah, she's like 5 months now anyway. So
I guess until they're like 12. but not taking a baby to a winery.
No. The commute, firstly, like that'll mess with her sleeps because she'll be falling asleep in the car.
Every day she won't go to sleep after dinner because she will have just slept for 2 hours in the car.
Yeah. Or I don't even know how far away it is, 1 hour, whatever, 45 minutes. It could be one of those close ones we Googled.
But could be, yeah.
Yeah, in the morning sleep as well.
Also, just pay her for this brilliant idea and don't make her work anymore.
Great. Love it.
Yeah.
Well, she can do bits from home. She doesn't have to do them. Why does she have to come in?
Because Leo wants his pretty girls in the office.
And she's now eyeing off him again.
Yeah, yeah. She is into him again. There's lots of rumors about her.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah,
which I'm sure you know about. It's not spoilers right now. It's just rumors because I don't know anything.
She's one of the people that is on the chopping block because we can essentially rule out Tarage as being the person in the coffin at the funeral that's been teased coming up.
Yeah, but so, neighbors, they like to do weird things with our head.
Yeah, they could do the double bluff. Yeah. But although Rebecca Almaloglu has just posted all over socials, like, look at what you can look forward to with Therese in 2022. Like, wow. Don't think she's carking it next month. But anyway, Brittany is one of the people are suspecting as the victim.
Yeah, and like most people are saying, it's just someone who's not regular cast. Mm. Yeah.
Which there's a few of at the moment in the mix.
Yeah, so they've obviously done that for this reason.
Yeah.
You know, it makes me worry though, because remember when they killed Sonia because of money, budget cuts?
Mm.
Like, I'm sure they have to pay all these, like, guest people more money, right?
Yeah, but only for guest stints.
That's true. That's like, true. It's like casual rates,
it's
right?
It's not at all like the full-time cast would be getting.
God, no, not like a Rebecca or something.
But it's not in their best interest. You've got to still use the full-time people, otherwise you're wasting your money there too.
So yeah, but now they have all these weird complications, like, they're probably going to have to go back to COVID bubbles and all this other stuff.
One kiss a fortnight.
Yeah. Although, okay. I tell you what's her name? Gemma. Round the world in 60 days, that girl. She's been in like Switzerland or something.
Oh, Gemma Donovan.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway.
Like, she's been skiing.
Okay. All right. It makes me, it sounds unsettling to me. I don't want to be weird around both Harlow and Gemma.
That's true. But also, there kind of isn't borders now. Like, and it doesn't really matter if you travel.
No, but you can do a little side eye, like one of our mutual acquaintances.
It's true.
Just hops in and out of the pandemic bubble whenever she wants to.
Oh, look, if I was able to put it aside and live my life, I'd be.
Okay, let's go back to the other pod.
Yeah.
The main pod.
Bye.